My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is a Friday, and as you heard, Stoney is in for Gator today. And did enjoy working with you yesterday. I look forward to today.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll enjoy it as much because as Kang came.
You plan on being a pain in the ass today, Mike?
I'm going to be a pain in the ass right from the get go. Kang, Doug decided to play Gator today, and show up, you know, a lot later than he usually does because Doug is meticulous because he usually is here by between 8:15 and 8:30 every morning, and then you had a little. Car situation. Yes, which, you know, it does happen, but as Kang pointed out to me, this should have been taken, somebody else in your family should have taken care of this.
So here's the deal. I thought it was going to be quick. They thought it was going to be quick. Turns out it wasn't quick. And the dealer that we work with does a great job and gave me a loaner, and I did make it in here. But had they known at the beginning it wasn't going to be quick, they found something they weren't expecting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was what led to the unpredictability.
Okay.
So anyway,
I feel a little bit
out of sorts because, well, I have my laptop and I was preparing.
Yes, you were.
I don't feel as prepared, although there's a lot to talk about, so we'll be good. But yeah, it was a little weird to roll in when I rolled in today, just
lean on Stoney, man.
Stoney, I'm good.
That's a tough thing to lean on.
Well, I'm counting on you today, Mike. Don't let me down.
Okay, I won't.
We've got giveaways. We've got four of them today. We call it the Carson Anderson quiz question. It is something said on the show, usually pretty easy if you've been paying any attention. And, you know, an example of a question might be, why was Doug late getting in today? And Stoney pointed out there was some car trouble.
And his wife was too busy to take care of it herself, as Kang and I were discussing earlier today.
Again, she is.
Wow, Doug is good.
My God. I
told you. It's Friday, you know? What the hell?
Let's insult Karsh's wife. It's Friday.
Let's call
her lazy.
No, I'm not calling her lazy. It's like it's just the exact opposite of my situation where my wife does everything.
Yeah. No, look, it's she couldn't be there. I had to do it. I had to take care of it. But suffice it to say, that would be an example of a quiz question. Is why was Doug Lake getting in? First one with the correct answer gets a 4-pack of Tiger tickets. See him take on the White Sox tonight. Plus, it's Friday night party at the park, Margaritaville night.
Ooh.
If you don't win, tickets on sale at tigers.com. So the first quiz question comes today at 10:55. So keep it locked in, 10:55. We'll do it again at 11:55, 12:55, and 1:40. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. All right, so you've got some bold proclamation you wanted to make?
Yeah, I don't know if this is the
is exact. Is this an oversell?
Well, yeah, it is an oversell a little bit. Only, and I think we should do it in a few minutes.
Not right away?
Not right after the giveaway.
Okay. All right.
Because it has to do with them.
Okay. Well, we'll put the pause on.
For a few minutes, maybe.
Okay, all right. Well, the Tigers, 6 games under.
Yes.
And they got the White Sox in town.
Yes.
And...
All right, what the hell? You set it up. If they get swept, A.J. Hinch should be fired on Monday.
If they get swept by the White Sox, yes. You're moving on from A.J.
Yes. Because the White Sox are the worst team in baseball, correct?
Yes.
And the Tigers already swept them earlier in the season, although it was only 2 games. I think one was a rainout, maybe. I don't. Anyway, if you lose to this team 3 in a row at home, you don't deserve to keep that job. It's so an over. I know years ago.
No, it's okay.
I don't know. I think it would be good for the organization.
So here's the thing about AJ. I don't think their struggles are necessarily his fault. If you have a season like this one and you go into it and you basically are handing jobs to young players just to take them out for a spin and see if they're ready or not. Cole Keith, Parker Meadows, and you have the regression from Torque. All these things, when you add them up, I guess I look at a roster and the lack of offensive production doesn't surprise me if those young players aren't coming through for you. Now, there could be culpability on the manager's part. I'm not in the business of trying to save AJ's job. Like, that's not the point of this. And I'm always in favor of, if you're going to replace somebody, make sure you're getting better. Like, make sure you're going to get better. And if you have access to a Dave Roberts, right?
Yeah.
Go for it. If you have access to a Kevin Cash, I'm just not as fired up about the punitive fire. Like, somebody's got to go, regardless of whether or not there's a replacement or you think you can get better.
I am 99% on board with that.
Okay.
Except in this case, I think it's a combination of just me being so frustrated by what I see, and you're not going to fire Scott Harris yet because he hasn't been here long enough. Mm-hmm. He doesn't, in my opinion, despite some missteps, that doesn't deserve to lose his job. And it's not all on AJ. I'm not saying that at all. But if you lose 3 in a row at home to this team, if they would lose 3 in a row to their next opponent, the Phillies, or if they're playing somebody else, I wouldn't make that proclamation at all. It's the freaking White Sox who are trying to lose. If you can't beat them 1 game, then there's a problem there.
Well, let me state this. If you can't beat them 1 game, it is pathetic.
Yes.
I would agree with that. Does it mean AJ has to go? I mean, I guess that's not my default position on this.
I'm always one of those who, like you, kind of, I'm very patient.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've almost reached my boiling point with this team. And that would be it. Losing 3 at home to the White Sox. Now, hopefully they'll have, at least have 1 game where they get 11 runs, because they do that in every series except the last one.
But, there could be a degree of dysfunction behind the scenes that AJ, and that's something that is hard to know.
Yeah.
If there is a degree of dysfunction, or if Torque's struggles fall on AJ, or if you know, some of the other guys, that if the Parker Meadows struggles falls on AJ, if the players have tuned him out, those types of things matter more to me than necessarily the results on the field. The results on the field are obviously the ultimate measurement, but it doesn't look like a team that was also trying to win as much as some others in Major League Baseball, maybe more than the White Sox.
Yeah.
But, not, I mean, this team didn't go all in, right?
Right. Let me get this straight. I hope they win every game. I hope they win, even if it's only 1 game. I don't want to come in here. Actually, I'm not working Monday. I'm coming in Tuesday. I don't want to read Monday morning that AJ Hinch was fired. I don't.
Right.
But if you lose 3 at home to the White Sox, and that would be, I don't even know the math. It would definitely be 6 in a row, and it's probably 8 out of 9. It's probably even more ridiculous than that. Then, yes, something has to happen.
Kang, what do you make of Stoney's proclamation.
When he told me, I was surprised, but then I was like, wait a second. I'm not surprised. This is Stoney, right? This is, and I told him, hey, you know what? I'd like, because I know how you are, Doug. You know, you're, what's your DNA, how you think about things.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, just wait and let's tell Doug on the air and see. I'm pretty sure I know how Doug is going to react, but I'd like to authentically see it. And, I, you know, just as expected. Is, I
could, again, if there's behind the scenes dysfunction right now,
right.
I'm okay with it. If we get to the end of the year and it's just gone completely down the toilet, I'm okay with it. But losing three of the White Sox in the middle of late June,
it's not the hill to stand on.
Like a bit of an overreaction.
And granted, I'm channeling back to
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What, 2003? When I said, basically, if the Tigers get swept or whatever, if Phil Garner, Monday morning, Phil Garner should be fired, and he was.
Yeah.
And they fired Randy Smith at the same time.
Yep.
I don't think it's that drastic. That was six games into the season, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing, Doug. They're not getting any better. Forgetting even about the results. Who on this team, positional players, you sit there and say, man, he's getting substantially better. I mean, Keith goes through these up and downs. Nobody's getting better.
No, not really. I mean, they obviously miss Kerry Carpenter,
yes,
who's been good for them. Riley Green has shown flashes, yes, obviously.
But he's not any better than he was last year. He has more power.
Not particularly. I look at the collection of players,
I'm
like, this is not a great roster, unfortunately. No. If they were going to win, they were going to have elite pitching, great bullpen work, and outstanding defense.
Yeah.
To go to Doug's point a little bit, like when you make a move, you want to get better, right? Do you mm-hmm. worry, Stoney, if you do something like that drastic, or that big of a move in the middle of the year, would it actually make things worse for this team? Because AJ Hinch he's the guy everyone looks to. He's kind of a calming voice. You know, you have someone to follow and lead, even if you, I guess, necessarily don't like the direction. It's not like he keeps things together after all the things have gone around this team. Do you think it gets worse, actually, if you do something like that?
Well, if they do the Filippo Lu situation, something like that. Was it Pujols or whatever? I think the season is pretty much lost anyway. So does it really make a difference who manages the team?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.